Welcome to Uncorked Gamers.
I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm Charlie.
And I'm another host, Daniel.
And Adam is not with us today for children purposes.
Yeah, families. Who needs them? Not gamers. Am I right? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I have a family.
Right.
Dan.
I don't have a garage. That's me.
Because that's where you take the kids, right?
Well, you turn your kids into gamers, and it's all good.
Right. No, it's not all good. Because then they're like, Daddy, let me play Minecraft.
They want to play Minecraft all the time. Yeah. And even though they help pay for Minecraft, I still don't let them play.
It's like, you do your homework? Go do your homework. And when you're done with that, go do some chores or something.
Go outside and play.
It does give you an excuse to get new games. They're like, honey, I gotta get the kids a new game. You know, it's really
oh, that's good. True. I gotta get them Evil Within.
Yeah,
I don't think that's for the kids.
He's almost four. Oh, come wow. on, he can play. He's almost four.
I guess they can't play, huh?
He's gotta get ready for it someday. The real world is an ugly place.
Speaking of getting new games, I just got Bayonetta 2 today. Mm. Still in the package in the car, but yeah, I can't wait to play that. I'm gonna play through the first and the three, four. I obviously get to the second one. Mm. That's what I want to do.
Oh man!
What are your thoughts on it, Charlie?
It's pretty good. I played through probably the first three chapters, not too long, and it's been really good. I mean, the attack system is really good. The visuals are amazing.
Is it more fluid combat than the first one was? I heard the combat in the first one wasn't like, it was kind of weird.
I mean, it's similar. I mean, I see it pretty fluid.
Okay.
I think it's pretty fluid. There's a lot of, you know, upgrading like for new new moves and stuff.
It's definitely probably the best looking game that the Wii U has right now. From what I've seen of it, it looks really good.
Did you get the Fox McCloud costume on her?
Oh, no, not yet.
Why not?
I don't know.
Dude, she would look so sexy in fox ears. Yeah. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, okay. Well, now you've learned something about Jeff.
I'm into the furry, man. What can I say?
I also picked up a game today. I got Freedom Wars for the PS Vita. I have not had a chance to play it yet. It's kind of like a Monster Hunter type of game where you go around hunting things made by the people that did God Eaters and designed by the Studio Japan worked on it. People that God Eaters worked on it, and another studio worked on it too.
What's a PS Vita?
I'll slap you in the face. The PS Vita is the perfect accessory to your PS4 and PlayStation experience on the go.
Speaking of that, I think there should be more connection between 3DS and Wii U. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be a little bit with the Smash Brothers and stuff, but I mean, that'd be really good if they could do that. I mean, you could kind of, you know, on screen play with the pad itself, but I like to see more connection.
Yeah,
between the two.
I mean, the 3DS should have been the controller for the Wii U. They should have just, like, you buy a Wii U, you get a 3DS as your controller.
Bam, yeah,
there you go. That would be good. Instead of that stupid Wii Pad thing.
Vita PS3 relationship or PS4 relationship. Yeah. Same deal.
And except not, because the Vita can do a lot more with the PS4 than the 3DS can do.
No, I mean that you would want it to be like the same thing.
Yeah, except like just get a Wii U, bam, there's your 3DS. That's just smart because then they're selling more games anyway. Anybody buys a Wii U if they already have a 3DS. Mm. Yeah, if they already do, then they have two controllers.
You know? Yep.
I do want to talk about my experience with getting Freedom Wars.
Yes, I was about to ask you that, actually. Oh.
So I pre-ordered it online, right? I do in-store pickup because I like the convenience of being not having to go into a store to tell them I want it. I just go in there to pick it up when I get it. I do the pre-order thing because, you know, it gives you a code for, like, a couple costumes. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal, but it's like, well, all right. That's the only reason I'm pre-ordering it from GameStop.
If you're going to get it anyway, might as well just get the
Little free things, right? Uh-huh. So I go in, right? I get my message and email saying, like, you know, your order's confirmed. It's ready for pickup in Capitola. I get my text message, you know? Mm-hmm. So I go in with Jeff today. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a pre-order for Freedom Wars. You know, it's like, oh, what's your account stuff like that? I give him my account information. I can't find it. Uh-huh. So I pull up the email that has the order number on it.
Yeah.
They just try typing it up. The store never got my pre-order.
Really?
Not even on their computers.
Oh.
So I still bought it, but I don't have the digital code for pre-ordering it. So I'm going to have to, like, email GameStop and, like, hey, I pre-ordered this, but, you know, like, you guys messed up. Give me my digital code. But this is not the first time GameStop has screwed me on free stuff that they're supposed to give me. I pre-ordered Dragon's Crown. You know, supposed to get the art book.
Oh.
Didn't give me the art book. I had to contact GameStop to get the art book.
Yeah.
There was another
time. How was the experience with that? With contacting GameStop and...
It was not bad. You know, it was just like over the email and stuff like that. And I ended up getting two copies of the art book. Yeah, like right. they replied to the email. But like originally the email was like, oh, well, we don't have any. You know, we can't send you any. I had my dad call in because he's really good at talking to people on customer service.
Oh.
And the guy was like, oh, well, I have one on my desk. I'll send you that one. And then yeah. like a couple weeks later, we got another one in the mail.
And he That's gave, cool, and, dude. And friend Danny here gave me one.
Yeah.
He gave me one of the art books.
That was nice, man. Nice, yeah. Remind me to talk to your dad in the near future.
But I'm just kidding. I'm really annoyed. Like, GameStop, the only reason people shop at your store anymore is because of this whole pre-order stuff that you guys have so much, like, exclusives on.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I don't understand why you guys get so many exclusives. It's not worth it. I've had nothing but bad experiences with GameStop.
Yeah.
It's just like, I haven't gone to GameStop in years. Mm-hmm. I haven't bought anything in GameStop in years, actually. I've been in the store, but...
No.
It's just always been bad experiences for me.
Yeah.
Do you usually do, like, digital downloads?
No, I like to buy the physical copies. Mm. I mean...
Just go to, like, different stores.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I've always been like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, but I just rather have a physical copy of the game.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't know. So I'm pretty close to just not doing GameStop anymore, because I was... Just, I'm getting kind of irritated. It's like I want the pre-orders. You're not giving me the pre-orders. I'm constantly having to contact customer support to get my stuff that you guys said you're going to give me.
Mm.
So it's getting pretty frustrating. GameStop. So get your shit together. In the in the real sense of it.
There's this one particular GameStop store that it's kind of weird. Like whenever I go there and I pay, my credit card doesn't work at this one store. It works everywhere else except this one store. And I told him, like, is it your reader or something? He said, no, we don't have any problem with any other cards. And then once in a while when it does work, I like to do debit. I don't want to do credit.
Yeah.
It always goes through as credit. I mean, it was not a big old deal, but it's just kind of weird. Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah.
Well, too many games to play.
Too many games to play.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Smash Brothers, and it's gonna be eight player battles on Smash Brothers. That. That's pretty awesome, dude. Yes, it is.
Are the stages big enough for that?
They've made special big stages
for
the eight player. Yeah.
That's gonna be pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it online, local co-op only? Online?
I'm not sure, dude. I'm assuming it would be for it.
The eight-player thing, I would assume that's online, but after a while, I actually watched the Nintendo Direct on that. It sounded like it was local. I mean, that's a lot of controls and a lot of people to get together, like just but for local. But it sounded like it's just local, but I would assume it should be online.
I mean. Can Nintendo's online infrastructure handle eight people connecting into one game?
They did it with Mario Kart, no?
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah, I played Mario Kart online.
The Wii had some problems, like just their whole online thing was not very good.
Yeah. Mario Kart always seemed to be doing pretty good.
Yeah. I have no problems with that. Which reminds me, I think pretty soon this month is the first DLC for Mario Kart, right?
Zelda pack.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Like, was it like seven more stages or something like that? More?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Eight tracks, three cars, and four characters.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And it's a free one too, right?
No, not free, but it was $12 if you want to buy like both packs. There's another pack coming in the spring.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's what DLC should be.
Yeah,
it's $35 stuff.
That's one thing I gotta say. Like Nintendo really rarely does DLC, but when they do it right.
And speaking of money, Xbox dropping their price to $350 for this for the holiday season.
Yeah, not just like Xbox by itself, but it's Xbox with any bundles. All the bundles are also getting $50 dropped off of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and that is from November 2nd to January 3rd. So if you guys have been planning on getting an Xbox, this would be the time to do it.
So any of those bundles, are they 1 terabyte drives, or are they still...
I think the Call of Duty
some
one.
Of them are, yeah.
Call of Duty is a terabyte drive?
I think so, yeah. So since Adam's not here, and Charlie, you're the only one that has an Xbox, how do you feel about that? Because you bought an Xbox pretty much day one, right?
Yeah, day one. Yeah,
day one. How do you feel about that? In the course of roughly a year, there's been basically two price drops on it. I mean, one of them's the loss of the Kinect.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you take into account a lot of these bundles are the same price.
Yeah.
You get a free game. Now you get $50 off on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a... gotta admit, it's a little desperation, right? They were pretty behind the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm saying, as a consumer, does that like irritate you? Like, you're like, I got this day one. I'm not getting any like Xbox credit for their online store. They give me $25 for all the day one users. Or
I
something
mean,
like
even
that.
Before the year was up, they're already giving out a free game with the purchase of an Xbox. They've, you know, they took out the Kinect. I don't even know if you care about the Kinect.
Actually, I don't care about the Kinect. And what? Okay, fine. Okay, at least okay. The second guy who came in. Who's the chief in charge right now of Microsoft?
Oh, Phil Spencer?
Spencer, yeah, yeah. At least he realized that this thing is just... Microsoft killed it off. Mm-hmm. He could just say, Microsoft has killed off the Kinect. No one's going to go buy it separately, I don't think. And it was just... I mean, by bundling that in with the system, we all know that kind of gimped the system slightly. But to answer your question, yeah, I'm a little irritated with that, about the basically two price drops. Because I remember back in 2011 when I got the 3DS. I got the 3DS, I think it was, their opening price was $249 or so. But within just a couple months, they dropped the price. But for people who did buy the 3DS on, you know, pretty close to that opening price, you got a bunch of downloadable stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of games, like Game Boy Advance games.
Game Boy Advance. And
like a couple of 3DS ones, yeah.
Yeah, and so I was like, Nintendo really made up for it, but Microsoft is nothing. Mm-hmm. Just the price drops. It has irritated some people, but that's just the risk you take when you're doing day one, getting a early adoption.
Yeah,
I mean, the only reason they did it is just because they're so slow on sales right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not.
It really is desperation.
Yeah, the thing is, they're not really slow on sales. They're outselling the 360, and that was like a huge success. They're making a lot on this console.
Yeah,
that's just that in the appearance of it, they're behind PS4.
Yeah,
so it looks like they're not doing well, but they're doing really well.
Yeah, it actually is.
Is it just a pride thing then?
It might.
Or they want to just catch up to the PS4?
I think it might be a PS4 catch up pride thing. Maybe. Is there anything?
That would just be ridiculous.
Because they're outselling the 360, and that was a success.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this hardware stuff like that's probably cheaper. If you think about it, then like the 360 was when they first pumped it out.
Yeah.
I mean, the PS4 is cheaper than the PS3, right?
Because they didn't try to build something for it.
Yeah, so that was another one I did. Day one on the PS3, it was $6.99. Yeah. Right? $5.99.
I think there was like a two hard drive thing. One was $6.99.
Yeah.
Was it really? I don't remember that being so high.
Yeah, there was like a 60 and like a 120 gig or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, I did the 60, but yeah.
But at least on the plus side, by getting the first one. Mm-hmm. That's why I always say first edition PlayStation is usually best, because they take stuff out.
Yeah, that's right.
So you could play your PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 1 discs on your PS3.
Yep, still
can. Wait, I thought it was only the PS2 games. You can actually play PS1 games?
Yeah,
I can play PS1 games. All PlayStation 3s can play PS1 games.
Yeah.
But the first generation of PS3 was able to play PS2 games natively.
I didn't even know they could play my PS1 games.
That's quite interesting. And it'll even do like a smoothing filter.
Yeah, it'll smooth it.
It'll smooth the jaggies out on the PS1
games. Really?
Actually, it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I got to get my games out then.
Yeah.
Can't believe I didn't know that till now.
Mm.
But that works, yeah.
Yeah, no. Definitely. I waited for the price drop on the PS3. I got it a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
This is actually the first time I've bought a system pretty close to its launch date. I mean, I'm usually when I get systems, they've been out for at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really because, you know, I'm waiting for games or anything like that. It's just because usually at the time I can't afford them.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the first time I've been able to afford to get one at launch.
Yeah.
And I actually got this as a gift, which was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I got the Wii U as a gift also. Oh. So I was kind of stoked about that
reveal. That's nice.
Yeah.
So you're waiting Christmas for an Xbox for Christmas? Yeah, I
didn't actually have, to wait a full year for me to be able to save up some money to buy a, you know, one of these systems. They're, you know, pretty expensive. So, yeah, pretty happy.
Yeah. Speaking of Xbox, so Sunset Overdrive just came out. It's getting a lot of good reviews.
Yeah.
Charlie, you have it? You think this is the killer app for it?
A killer app, I wouldn't go that far, but it is a great game. I mean, I was kind of surprised. I had no idea, like, right at the beginning, the customization of the character, the look and stuff. I had no idea you could be a guy or a girl and, like, basically any race.
Yeah, they didn't advertise that.
Yeah, they didn't advertise that, but you can. And it's, I mean,
it's always cool to find surprises, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I really like the skating on the rails kind of thing.
The Just Say Grind.
Yeah, it reminds me of that game. I remember back on the Dreamcast. And it's just the aiming is good. The action is good. Like, no slowdown, no screen terror. It just looks just butter smooth. It's been really fun so far. I've only about 2.5 hours in.
So what type of game is that? Because all they show is, like, you grinding on things and shooting things. Like, is that what the whole game is?
In a way, but what is I don't know if you know the story. These people drink in this town. There's an energy drink.
Right.
That people drink and it turns them into mutants, and I mean there's a lot of weapon customization. They call them apps, and you know you get like the different things. The it's kind of like ingredients or something.
Yeah, for like the teddy bear bomb. Or something.
Yeah, and then
that's not a gun that shoots out like. Balls or something? I don't know. Yeah, people. I don't know what it is.
I mean, it's definitely a goofy game. I mean, it's the guys that did Ratchet and Clank, so it's to be expected.
Yeah.
But
it's got some kind of screwball humor. It's kind of funny too.
Nice.
It's been good.
Does it have any type of multiplayer in it?
Oh, it does. I haven't tried that yet, so I can't comment on the multiplayer yet. I haven't tried it. But speaking of the Xbox One, I also have a Forza Horizon 2, that's been pretty fun. That's really fun. It's a huge map. I mean,
one you can go off the road and just
you can drive off road. The control's great. I actually bought the wheel for that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's been great so far.
Better than Drive Club.
You know,
or just a different niche.
It's different. I mean, it's not quite as arcadey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well. We all know how the network has started for Drive Club on PS4.
They were not ready for that. Yeah.
They dropped an update for it, but apparently nothing really got fixed. It's better, but it didn't really resolve any of the issues they were having.
You got to feel bad for Polyphony. Like they clearly are way in over their head in the whole like networking thing.
Yeah,
they even pushed back the demo, the PS Plus demo for...
I know.
Because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta think, like, man, this is supposed to be a launch title, and a year later, it's still not ready. That's kind of shocking, but... Well, yeah. That's all right, but...
I mean, these guys put out the Motorstorm games. Like, you would think that they know how to make a game multiplayer online, but...
Yeah.
Got crossed somewhere.
Besides the multiplayer, I can't complain about the game. I mean, it's really arcade feel. I mean,
like Ridge Racer status.
Yeah, kind of like that. And maybe not that arcadey. I mean, you still do drifting. You still, you know, you gotta. It doesn't like auto correct your steering and stuff. But it's that game's been pretty good too. And I can't wait for the weather patch to come in. That's supposed to be pretty good. Yeah.
So Walmart is going into the used game business, right? And Walmart's pretty big. And so, direct competitor for GameStop, right?
Right.
Because Walmart is pretty huge. So, GameStop's saying, you know, they're not worried about it.
They should be worried. They sell games for like $5 off.
Yeah. It's just I think GameStop's prices are ridiculous for used games.
Yeah.
And Walmart, you know, like I feel is going to be able to, you know, drop the prices even more than GameStop because they have all this other stuff that they're selling, making a profit off. So it doesn't really matter, you know. They might just take the whole market away from GameStop.
Just to take it from
them. Yeah. Why not?
I mean, it's not like Walmart's never done that before.
So when is that going to start?
It's already started.
Oh, it has already started.
Yeah, wow. they've been buying used games for a little while, and they finally got enough inventory to actually do that. So they're it's not every store that's doing it, but it's a good percentage of them.
Oh, man.
That's pretty cool.
Have they actually started selling the used ones
yet? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're actually selling them now. Oh, okay.
So, look up your local Walmart, see if they're selling the used games. Yeah. You might get a better deal than GameStop, so.
Yeah, that's another thing about GameStop. Uh-huh. I had a friend that worked at GameStop, right? And the one that is in the mall doesn't exist anymore. And I noticed that, like, there's two copies of the same game, and they had, like, one was, like, $30 and then the other one was like $12 on the stickers, right? I was like, oh, you guys need to update the sticker, and like, no, like in the system one was $30 and one was like $12
because they bought it game?
They bought it after, like, because the $30 they bought it like when it was still kind of new, and then once they got like more time went on, they bought the other one that was $12, but so they wanted to get their $30 for that other one.
What?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
In the system it was $30, one was $30, one was like $12, same game, both used.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
That's weird. It's pretty sketchy, dude.
So, yeah, if you're going to buy a used game from GameStop and there's, like, multiple copies, just check them all real quick. You might get yourself a better deal.
Yeah, I have one question. Is there a, how far back will Walmart buy games? I mean, how many generations back? Is it just, like, say, like, the seventh gen? Like, just PS3 level or Xbox?
I would buy Nintendo games. Oh. NES games, SNES games.
You should go level up games and... And up in
they don't have a huge selection though.
Though.
Yeah, they do have a selection, but
GameStop
does have the better selection of used games, especially for the older consoles. Even like I really want to get some old Game Boy games.
Oh,
the original Game Boy, the green screen, which
that'd be nice. Yeah.
And so yeah, I want to get a few games that I had as a child but don't know what happened to them. I mean, I'd definitely buy games for any system.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, okay. One of our past podcasts, we mentioned a lawsuit between Manuel Noriega, Panamanian dictator, versus Activision, right? So that case got tossed out. Judge is like, no. This is not happening. I figured as much.
Was the trial? Was the trial here?
It was in the U.S.
Okay.
It was in the U.S. The judge decided to toss it out. And Giuliani, which was a lawyer for Activision, he was like, he was certain of it, you know, before the decision and stuff. He was just, you know, and then he started talking about it, saying that, yeah, this is a frivolous lawsuit and all this stuff. So, yeah. So, too bad for that guy.
He wanted to be popular like Lindsay Lohan.
He wanted to have all the money in the world.
Trying to sue Rockstar, huh?
Because the character in the game looks like her. It's not called Lindsay Lohan. It just looks like her, apparently, according to her.
I think it looks a lot more like Kate Upton, but who knows?
It's crazy, dude. All these lawsuits, man. People just want some quick money.
From, like, people that already have money, too.
Yeah.
It's
not even like poor people trying to get some quick money. It's like, no, I have money.
But I want more.
Probably because they have enough money to hire a lawyer to get more money.
They have enough money to hire a lawyer to convince them that they can win this case.
Titanfall. Titanfall, the price dropped to $25, and the DLC pass dropped to $8.25.
Oh.
So, yeah, you can get like the whole thing for like about $33. All the DLCs and the game for $33.
Yeah, that game's struggling. You think they regret doing Xbox only?
From what I've seen, it's a pretty good game that should have been on other systems.
Because did they even release a PC? Because they're still doing PC, right? Did they release that?
I don't know. It is on PC.
I remember seeing that it is on PC.
I don't think I've seen it on sale, or like on Steam or anything like that. It might not be Steam, maybe.
Yeah.
Just a direct PC game.
Yeah. I actually don't have the game. I have an Xbox One. I don't have that game. But I heard the amount of people playing it, it's going down fast already. I think that's maybe like almost like a desperation move. lowering the price that low already.
I didn't think it was doing so bad. I thought it was a pretty good game, and everybody's playing this.
The thing, people wanted it to be competitive, and so there's no, like, there was no matchmaking.
Oh, that's right.
And so people dropped it quick, like...
Yeah, I've heard, like...
Like, people are really taking this whole competition thing, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
So much so.
I mean, it's what... I mean, all the games should have deals are online play right now. You know what I mean? That's what everybody's looking for now.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for.
No, yeah. I think the majority of the gamers are looking for online play.
I think too much of like the core aspects of the game get lost when you like focus so much on the PvP.
Mm. But it doesn't even have to be PvP. It could just be some co-op, you know?
Mm. Nobody does co-op. You know how hard it is to find somebody that does
Xbox
co-op.
Xbox people aren't friendly. It just seems
that... I mean, it does have, like, kind of like a co-op campaign thing, but I've heard, like, on the later levels, it's really hard to get enough people together that are on the same level to play, actually.
Mm.
At least at this point.
I won't be able to play the game, so...
Yeah, in fact, it's not going to do better even if they drop the price. Call of Duty is, like, what, next in a couple weeks now or something like that?
Yeah. What is it, like, this Saturday or Sunday, right?
I think so,
something like that.
Day one editions, yeah.
Yeah, the day one thing, yeah.
So, Titanfall, good try. I see you going on Games for Xbox Gold pretty soon.
Mm.
Within a year of coming out.
Yeah. Should have jumped on that PlayStation bandwagon.
Yeah.
We're starving for first-person shooters over here.
Mm.
PlayStation 2.0? What? It's out today.
What?
Yeah. This was the reaction when I reminded Dan that the 2.0 was out today. His eyes lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And he ran to his PS4 to turn it on. Or to his controller, actually. To turn it on and start downloading it.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that leaves it on standby. I gotta turn it off. I'm too scared that I'm gonna get like a power surge and just like fry the whole thing.
So, features that come with the 2.0 is remote play, which is pretty cool.
No, you said it's not called remote play. Remote play has been around on the
VR. Well, what was it called?
Game share, right?
Game share.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But actually, remote play on Xperia Play phones is happening very soon.
Hmm.
So you can play your Destiny on your phone. I don't know why you would want to, but you can.
Hmm.
Doesn't seem to be a good idea.
No. I mean, they have the controller attachments for phones.
No, I can't play on my phone. I can't.
That was a little hard.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they're doing it. Hmm. I think it's for the, probably mostly for the PS Now thing. Like, I never owned a PlayStation, but I want to play The Last of Us. I'll play it on my phone.
Yeah.
So, apparently you'll be able to play music now while you're playing a game. I don't know if that's...
Through a USB stick.
Yeah, through a USB stick, yeah.
I don't know.
So that's kind of... Cool, right?
I know a lot of people like to do that.
I don't particularly like playing music while I'm playing video games. I like to hear the video game music, the video game sound effects.
Mm.
I'm not into listening to music at the same time.
If it's a game and I can't stand the way it sounds, I'm probably not playing it.
Or I'm just like muting it, or just
yeah.
Usually games will have a feature to just mute the background music or
boobies. Right. That's the feature that keeps you playing when you can't stand the game.
I love boobies. I'm playing about Bayonetta.
That is the first thing he's like, yeah. This, oh,
yeah,
this
I'm
game,
like,
look,
hey,
at her.
Look at this cover right here. Huh? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It was Bayonetta or Evil Within. Dude. He made the choice that matters to him.
Yeah.
Man, Bayonetta's hot. I'm just saying. Yeah.
I'm not that in there.
Yeah, well, she's hot. Mm.
Yeah.
That really, really long hair.
Oh
my god, dude.
Nah, that's too long.
Yeah. Oh no, it's not. It's not long enough.
Not long enough.
It's like I'm gonna wake up suffocating because the hair got like into my esophagus.
Oh, so much better when you're suffocating, dude. So much better. You just don't know, man. You gotta try new things sometimes, dude.
Alright, so you've learned that Jeff is in the furries, and he's also into asphyxiation.
Sort of, yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm a freak, man. I can't help it.
If you meet him in the bar, I know what you're signing up for.
Do you actually know the name for that? I think it's autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. Yeah. It's a it's a mouthful. It's like if you're doing it, you don't have enough air to say it.
Asphyxiation.
So what else is 2.0? themes?
We didn't talk about game sharing.
Oh, that's right. Game sharing.
Mm. Game sharing is huge. It's the biggest thing in this update for me.
So game sharing basically lets other people, your friends, play video games that are on your console. And there's a 60-minute limit on the play. But you can go back and do it again. So essentially, you know, if you're at home and you want one of your friends to play, you can keep doing that. And there's, you know, essentially no time limit. But
there is a time limit. Yeah. I know a lot of people probably think that's dumb. Like, oh, why is there 60 minutes? Why is there a time limit? I always got to keep refreshing this thing.
Mm.
And it's because, and, you know, it makes sense. They've already kind of explained this, like, so your friends can't just play your games and not have to buy them, right? So if you go to work, like, oh, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to set up the game share thing so you can just play this game while I'm at work.
Mm.
Like a whole 8 hours or something like that. They want to avoid that. So, you know, you don't just beat the game and never buy it because your friend has it. I mean, obviously, if you own the physical copy, it's like, here's a copy of my game.
Mm.
You know, go ahead and never buy it and just beat it. But for people that have digital copies and stuff like that, it's to help fight that. I mean, Steam has a game sharing thing. They'll let you play it as soon as that other person logs onto their Steam account. It'll kick you out, though.
Mm. It's probably something to do with network traffic, too. I mean, you don't want just, like, someone will just log on for 8 or 9 hours playing something. They gotta think about their traffic and stuff.
Right.
So I also read something about after you get kicked out of your session, your PlayStation 4, the guest's PlayStation 4 will have a little link to the game in the PlayStation Store, so you can buy the game. I don't know if I don't think it automatically goes there, but I think there might be like a little square that pops up says, "Hey,
you like
here's
it?
The game." Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, do you want it? Do you want to buy it?
So how'd you think of that free hour demo? Here's the link, basically, kind of, in a way.
That's a cool way of doing it. You don't download anything. You're streaming it off the other person's PS4. Mm. Another thing about game sharing, though, is local co-op is basically dead.
Mm.
If you have a game like, let's say, Towerfall Ascension, that's local co-op only, as long as you have a PS Plus subscription, using the game sharing, you guys can play together.
But both people have to have a PlayStation Plus subscription to play co-op games.
I believe so,
yeah. Yeah, but the guest doesn't have to have a PS Plus account to play a single-player game.
Right.
Which is the way it's going to work, yeah.
But, I mean, again, if you have a PlayStation and you don't have a PS Plus subscription, it's like
you're throwing away PS4. Free games. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, PS4, yeah. You're throwing away free games. If you have any PlayStation.
But, I mean, do you really want to buy games and have your friends play all your games? Because you're basically buying the game for them.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, it's.
I think the thing is like, oh, I'm not going to get that game. Oh, what? I really want that game. I'm going to go get it. I'm like, all right, cool. Let me play it. That's how you handle that situation. See what kind of
friend he really is.
Yeah. That's how you know you're real friends.
It's your turn, buddy.
that's one way of doing it.
Yeah.
But at that point, just buy the physical copies of games and just trade them back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I mean, but this way you don't actually have to go trade with them.
Yeah.
You can just do it from the comfort of your own couch.
And
then what
if they're like a slob, you know, and they just have like pizza, day old pizza all over the place on top of their games. You don't want to give your disc to that person. You're like, you put it in their PS4 and like, when you're ready to take it out, just call me.
Yeah.
So, what else?
Themes.
Themes, yes. So there's five free themes right
One
now?
One of them's Destiny, Static, Call of Duty, Static. And they have like three somewhat dynamic ones that are
sailboat.
Yeah, the sailboat one's probably the most
dynamic
one of them all.
Yeah,
moves around, gives you seasickness.
And there's one that's just like swirls that like very slowly move across the screen.
Mm.
And one is like white rectangles, and they like every once in a while you see a little rectangle fly by the screen.
Oh,
but and then there's a spiral one.
Mm. Yeah, that's the one that very slowly goes around the screen. Yeah.
Mm.
But if you want a dynamic one, that paper boat one, that's the one you want. But hopefully more that uses that very iconic image of the three and like the orb.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But when you go up, it has a different image that's much cooler.
Mm.
And that has a purple outline of the icons.
Yeah.
And diamonds for the like setting list icons and all that stuff. Yeah.
It's small stuff right now, but it seems like they'll probably start putting out some cool stuff. And, you know, eventually, like on the PlayStation 3, boobies.
So many boobies.
So many dynamic themes and stuff are going to be like scantily clad women.
Oh,
yeah. And now knowing that was for me on PS3, I'd go like, show me all the new stuff that came out this week and be like, here's a girl, here's a girl, here's a girl. I'm like, nah, I mean games.
Yeah.
What else? 2.0. What else is coming with 2.0?
Well, they've streamlined the home screen. Only the most recent 15 items you've done will be on that bar. Mm. And everything else will be in the library. In the library, actually, you can pick games and it'll just show you your games.
Mm. Well, actually, I have a question about this thing. Okay, a lot of times, like, you'll get update patches. And on PS3, you could always pause them or resume. Oh, you can pause. You know, not just delete or stop it. Like, oh,
was that included in this?
2.0, yeah.
So you can pause other patches while you want to get one.
I haven't tested this. Okay. I haven't tested this, but they say, yeah, you should be able to pause it now.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing for me, actually. Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
Because sometimes I'll want one patch, you know, quicker than another one. Like, I'll have, like, Call of Duty as a 3 GB patch, all right? That one's ahead of another game that's downloading, but I want, you know, being able to pause a patch actually is a good thing for me.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's cool. It's a very cool feature.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I wasn't there day one, but...
Yeah.
Now we just need to be able to change your name.
Mm-hmm. Change your name?
It's actually a very big outcry that you can't change your username on PlayStation. Because,
Well, you can't really do that on Xbox, can you?
Yeah, you can pay.
Don't you have to pay? Yeah, like, well, exactly. You have to pay for it.
But, I mean, you can do it.
How much is it? How much is it to actually change your name?
$5 or something? No.
So not too bad?
Maybe 20?
20.
Oh, that would be pretty bad. Rough.
People on PlayStation that have heard to talk about this, they're like, yeah, I'll pay like $40. Just let me change my name. Like some people,
that's ridiculous.
Some people, like, they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna put like Carpet Muncher. Ha! I'm 13. This is gonna be the best name ever. And they're like 30 now, and they got kids, and like, yeah, I don't want to be Carpet Muncher anymore. Like, I'll give you $40. Let me change that, please.
Yeah. I never thought of changing mine, so I never looked into not being able to.
I've heard about it a lot in news articles and stuff like that. Or let's see. Weekly Destiny update. They fixed the raid. There was an exploit that people were using to beat the end of the raid, and they fixed that.
Yeah, no more easy boss.
No more easy boss.
Maybe. They might find another way, but for now, no more easy boss.
Supposedly there's like better ways of doing matchmaking communication, so I don't know what that means yet. I haven't booted it up yet, but...
So they're closing up all the loot caves? They're almost all gone.
They do it like every once in a while. You see a patch for a new loot cave close.
Oh.
I mean, at this point, nobody's like even doing it anymore, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You see like one or two guys every once in a while, but it's like they're like level 3, and like, come on, dude. The drop rates aren't that bad.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the Crucible is having a new event, right? Weekly event or.
Iron Banner,
but they retooled. They're retooling and making it different. They're getting people are going to be able to get rewards for losing.
Yep.
Also, which is cool because so it doesn't deter people from going into it because there's they're at a low level or something.
We don't actually get a reward for losing. You get like a token that when you finally win, it takes all those tokens and it gives you points for it.
I thought you would get the points for it anyway, even if you keep losing.
You have to eventually win, and then those tokens will get turned into points.
So you do have to win at some point, though.
At some point, but you don't have to consistently win. Okay. Also, you can actually, supposedly, again, I haven't checked recently, but they are having gear, armor that can get you to level 30 for Iron Banner.
For Iron Banner?
Yeah. Previously, if you know Destiny, the only way to get to level 30 is to do the raid, because you need to get the gear that was in the raid to get to level 30. So apparently, if Iron Banner are going to give you some 30 gear.
That's cool. Another way to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Twitch decided that there's no more nudity
No more boobies.
No more boobies.
No, not just nudity, scantily clad.
Yes. No more man boobies either. You apparently can't be shirtless whether you're a guy or a girl. They say you can be naked and shirtless if you want, but as long as the camera is cropped to just your face. So no more lingerie. No more bathing suits. No more pasties.
Was that a thing?
No more undies. Yeah, I guess so. It was there.
I never came across any.
I read pasties in one of the articles.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, I knew that there was like channels where people would, like, strip if they got like so much donations.
There was they said there was one guy who actually stripped one of some other guy in the same room or whatever on camera, and I don't know what the deal was there, but.
Wait, like he stripped the other guy?
Yeah.
The other guy wasn't stripping himself. Like he took off
the other guy's clothes. And it didn't mention any channel names or anything like that. Right. And I don't know what the deal is, why this guy was stripping the other guy, but apparently it happened on Twitch. So, yeah.
So there might be a few less female channels, maybe?
They're probably going to cut out the female channels quite a bit. A lot of them are successful because of, like...
Yeah.
Boobies!
This will drive the internet, right?
Yeah, guys? Women have it easy on Twitch. They just get viewers as long as, you know.
That's what I told Gal. Gal's like, Gal, just jump on Twitch, just like talk. And as soon as they hear that you're a girl, you'll probably get like 15 views at least. Just from the fact that you have a female voice.
Yeah, that's guys for you.
Guys are lonely.
Gamer guys.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring up the topic about storage on the two new systems. I shouldn't call them new anymore. It's been a year already. But
they still feel new.
Yeah,
they still feel there's only new. Like 12 games on each of them.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's interesting how the two companies have different, kind of opposite or different philosophies. I mean, Shuhei Yoshida has mentioned like he doesn't really see in the future the ability to install game data on external hard drives. But the hard drives are actually interchangeable. You can get a new hard drive for your PS4. But the Xbox, the hard drive is not removable, but you can use external hard drives. And so what's you guys? You guys have PS4s. Are you guys like hitting that 500 gigabyte level yet?
Or? Not even close. I don't even think I've hit 100 gigs.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Not even 100?
I can check.
Oh. I've got about I think I got about 150 left on my PS4, but on the Xbox I only have about 18 gigs left, so I'm about ready to get an external hard drive on the Xbox for my Xbox One.
I mean, it would be pretty awesome if the PS4 would do that, or you know, add some compatibility at some point in the future.
Yeah,
because I mean, taking out a hard drive and putting one in, it's not difficult. I've done it with the PS3.
Yeah, I did.
But
I
it's a hassle to do it, and it's
okay,
just
yeah. I was wrong.
Yeah,
I filled like 2 gigs. I mean, 200 gigs.
Yeah,
yeah. It fills up. Under. It's filled up. Mine's pretty.
But I also have a bunch of games on there that I'm not even going to play. They were free. And I just downloaded them.
Yeah, like the PS Plus thing, right?
Yeah, like Outlast. I'm never going to play that.
Why not?
I don't like serious games.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Huh. Don't do that.
No.
You have to play it. You download it to your system. You have to play it.
No, I don't have to play it.
Then why would you download it?
Just out of, like, habit.
Why don't you delete it, then?
I probably will as soon as I need space.
No, you need to play it and then delete it.
I don't need to play it. I'll get, like, 5 minutes in. I'll be like, nah, I'm done.
Outlast isn't all that bad, though.
No.
I don't like games where I am literally helpless and all I can do is run away.
Huh. That was actually... Kind of attractive feature for me on that game.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you can attack.
No, you can't.
Can't you?
Kill you in like
actually,
a
no.
You can't attack.
It's basically just kind of like a hiding game, like run and hide. But I kind of like that. It's kind of like a stealthy kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into that, like, it's great. I'm sure it got some pretty good reviews. But I like being able, like, Metal Gear Solid was like a stealthy game, but I can just run around and cat people. Yeah, I can be stealthy and cat people in the head.
Yeah.
With my tranquilizer gun and get that nice tranquilizer ending.
Yeah.
Well.
Also, anyway,
I'd still say sure.
I think it'd be important at some point for PlayStation to, patch in the ability to install an external hard drive. That would be a lot better. than just having to do the...
I mean, just having the...
Just to have the option.
The option, yeah. Because then they have something like Xbox, like, oh, you can just plug in as many external hard drives as you want.
Yeah.
Plus, you're like, yeah, you can do that and take out the hard drive.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I've looked up hard drives. Like, the biggest one I can see right now for an internal one, I think it's 2 terabytes. Have you guys seen anything bigger?
I think you can get bigger with solid-state drives, but it gets pretty expensive. Like, you're pretty much just buying a new PlayStation at that point.
Mm. And for the external hard drives, I've seen one, like, a Best Buy. It's like $120 for a 4 terabyte.
Yeah, that's... but that's just a hard drive.
Yeah. No, no, the external one. No,
but USB. It's not SSD or solid.
Oh, no,
it's not solid state. Yeah.
No, not solid state. It's HDD.
Is the PS4 use the solid state?
The PS4 one is solid state. I believe it is solid state. No, it can't be. 500 gigs?
Yeah.
No, they got like 2 or 3 terabyte solid states.
Hmm.
Now you're unsure.
Somebody can
look
that up, yeah.
Now you're unsure.
I am unsure now. Thanks a lot. Go ahead, talk. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I was doing that now, but okay, I won't do that now. So some guy remade PT for the Xbox. For the Xbox One.
Uh-huh.
Using, what's that program?
Project Spark.
So he remade the game. Uh-huh. And it looks a little funky, but it's basically the same thing. I saw a short clip of it. I didn't see him play throughout the game, or you know, if there really is like a the full demo in there, but he's calling it RT, and it was I don't know, it's kind of interesting the fact that he took the time to do all this stuff and
imagine like that's probably like the biggest demo that's been released like. Period.
Yeah.
The only PlayStation people can play it. Like, does that mean Silent Hills is only coming on PlayStation?
It seems like it. That seems to be the what's gonna happen. I think it's only coming out for PlayStation 4.
That would be huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Japanese money right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's been having a hard time getting that Japanese money, except for the 3DS. Only the 3DS, not the Wii. So yeah, well, PlayStation 4 hard drive is the HDD, but people replace it with SSD. I think that's what got me confused here. SSD.
So it is
a hard drive.
It's not solid state, though?
It's not solid state, but a lot of people
are replacing it
with solid state.
It's a faster drive, right?
It's also less moving parts, so less chance of it damaging for being like bumped or something like
less
that.
Less noise? I mean, that's not like it makes a lot of noise anyway.
No.
So, I don't know. I just don't see why it would be worth it to buy solid state for more money when I think the one that currently has is fast enough and works just fine. I don't think there would be an issue of damaging it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Unless you like drop the PS4, but then it's your fault.
Yeah.
Here's something I want to point out. As Charlie said, like you got like 100 gigs left on your PS4 or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, a little over 100.
And your Xbox One is 58 gigs left.
Yeah, no, 18.
18.
Wow, 18 dude.
Yeah.
That's one game, dude.
Here's the thing. Charlie doesn't buy digital copies of games.
Yeah.
So all of that is from physical copies of games.
Yeah, so it's literally, I guess it's literally just installing the entire game onto the hard drive. And I think that's kind of going overboard.
Why make discs if that's going to happen?
Because the disc becomes your authenticator.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me, dude.
This is the thing, right? Because when they first released the Xbox, they're like, you just plug in the disc, it'll install the whole thing, you can play it on any system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And people, eventually, there was so much flack about like their initial release. They're like, all right, well, we're going to take away a bunch of this stuff. But at that point, they couldn't change the system.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they have all this like stuff that they were going to do with it, and they decided not to deal with it because all the backlash they were getting. But you still have to install the entire game on your hard drive now. Or at least it seems like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. I mean, just a couple of the games are well over 40 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
40 gigs.
That's a lot.
That's huge. I mean, the hard drive's only 500 gigs. I mean,
Dude, that's such a huge chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Wow.
So it's like... You have to do the whole install thing every time you want to. If you reach your limit, you want to play a different game, you have to delete your install file and reinstall it if you want to play it again.
Are there any games that work off the discs? Is that not a thing anymore?
I think it's still a thing in the PS4. Like, if you don't have the disc in, you can't play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they could still not be, downloading the game onto the system. I mean, what I'm saying is, even if it downloads the game into the system, you still need the disc to play the game. Like, it won't let you play the game, even though all the information might be on your PS4.
Yeah.
But, do the PlayStation 4s or the Xbox One, do they have any game that works just off the disc?
I highly doubt it.
As far as I know, there's always an install file.
Yeah.
But on PS4, it's mostly just speed up files. Like here's the important stuff that the game's going to be accessing a lot.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Xbox
just... But Xbox just does the whole game.
That's what it feels like to me. Feels like to me, yeah. It's huge.
I don't like it.
Yeah, like Wolfenstein is 44.9 gigs, something like that. It's like, wow.
Yeah. That's a lot.
But I kind of calculated, is like, if I can get an external hard drive and a 4 terabyte one, that would be, if each game averaged like about 35 gigabytes, that would be about almost 100 games. If they average 35 gigabytes, and if I got a 4 terabyte drive. So
that's a pretty good deal.
That's what I'm hoping, like, the PS4 will allow for external hard drives in the future. Mm-hmm. But Shuhei Yoshida has said no so far. I don't know why.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's cool you can replace a hard drive, but if you have to replace a hard drive, then that kind of sucks. That's you're looking at 400 gigs of information you're trying to transfer over.
Yeah.
Well, but the hard drives themselves, I mean, the HDDs, they're not really all that expensive anyway.
No, the HDDs aren't expensive. You can replace it with the cheap hard drive.
So it wouldn't be, such a bad idea to actually do that.
Yeah, but you still have to, like, take the time to do it. I mean, a year in, I got 200 gigs on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a couple hours of transferring or something like that.
Yeah.
Or more. That seems like a lot of info.
Mm.
That depends. Well, it can be kind of fast nowadays.
Mm.
How fast is this guy transferring data, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Same. If it has a 2.0 or what. And how would you transfer the data over? Like, you have to hook it up to, like, a...
I think you computer. Save it on a stick.
Mm. No, not 200 gigs.
Like a full external hard drive. I think there's a...
Would you be
able to do it on an external hard drive? Yeah, why not?
Right? I guess it would work like the PS3. I did it on the PS3. It did it on a... I mean, it made like a data file like on
I did that when I switched on my hard drive too.
Wow. I mean, I don't really hear too many people complain about it so yet, but I think just give it a few months, maybe like into the second year, people are going to start complaining about the size of the hard drives.
I think we're also kind of special cases. Like, I will kind of rat pack my digital games. I know a lot of people will just delete the game. Like, all right, I beat it, I'm gonna delete it.
I mean, they should have known beforehand that this is a small size. 500 gigs is not it's nothing nowadays.
No, it's not.
Both companies,
Come on.
Yeah.
Why wasn't this at least a terabyte? At least.
Yeah.
They're so cheap. It's like, what, an extra $50 on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even computers, they're almost like a minimum 1 terabyte nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are like a minimum.
Yeah, it doesn't make it doesn't make sense to get a hard drive with only 500 gigs.
Mm.
That just grinds my gears.
Then there's a Wii U that doesn't install anything on its little 32 gig memory stick it has inside of it.
Or 16. Yeah, I got the 64 one. Or what was it, 16? 64?
I think
the black one. What was
32.
The black one's 32?
Yeah.
How much is the other one?
The white one's only 8.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There was an 8 and a 32. Yeah. But
Speaking of ridiculous hard drive sizes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't use it, so it's fine. And their downloads are like, the old school games which don't take up.
Yeah, it's just a few megabytes.
They're like kilobytes.
Yeah.
Some games are just kilobytes.
Yeah, like the entire Nintendo library on like a couple megabytes.
Yeah.
Not that I would know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just,
so in that respect, like, some people have argued, it's like, the Wii U feels like the only, like, real game system. The other ones just feel like just modified PCs. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's fine. No. But, I don't know, it's just, man, the whole installing the games on the hard drives is, I don't know, not really liking it too much.
I just want to touch on something real quick. Maybe we'll talk more about this in depth on the next episode of Uncore Gamers, but there's a lot more virtual reality tech coming out.
Oh, really?
And it is sounding really cool. I saw one that's like a little exoskeleton thing that you put on your hand, and it has like little things that attach to each one of your fingers. So like if you want to flip someone off in the game, you know, it can tell that you're doing that.
Oh.
It also has force feedback.
Like motion capture.
Kind of like motion capture type of deal. And it also has like force feedback and stuff like that. So like when you grab something, it'll kind of feel like you're grabbing something.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's how well it's gonna work at the when they finally make it, but that's what they're saying, right? There's also a little camera that's supposed to be like kind of like that small or something. Well, a couple inches wide.
Because mm-hmm.
people can't see how big I'm making things.
Like four or five
inches or something like that. And they're saying, like, I read an article, somebody actually got to use it, and it's like, yeah, it kind of already even in the stage that it's in now, it's kind of already better than the new Kinect.
Oh, okay, that's what I was wondering what the camera's for. Okay.
So, like, you put it, like, on Oculus, the way they have it set up, and, like, when you reach out, it'll see that you're reaching out, and, like, you can tell, like, how, like, it shoots out lights and, like, waits for them to bounce back, and it tells, like, how far away things are in depth and stuff like that.
Wow.
And they're saying that the guy who tested it is, like, it's already more responsive than the Kinect 2.0.
Wow. This is all PC stuff, right?
Yeah.
To start, PC stuff. Yeah, wow.
And all Kickstarter stuff, too, like crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm pretty excited about that, though.
Yeah.
I want virtual reality to take off because I want my virtual reality dream. if you ever seen Dot Hack, the anime series or the games, you know, just be able to lie down, plug something in the back of my like vertebrae or something like that, and just I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm not even lying down at home anymore. I'm like in this fantasy world with a sword and a shield.
Mm.
I know kung fu.
Yeah, I want that.
I'm just thinking of Silent Hills and Orpheus.
Yeah.
Oh man, dude, to be in the hallway.
Yeah,
in that
hallway.
Yeah. No.
Just to actually walk that hallway.
Just the PT demo with Morpheus.
Oh my god, that would be so awesome.
Yeah. I like it.
No, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, this is awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, no. People.
Can you imagine just like turning around,
heart attack,
and seeing that ghostly figure?
This will kill
right
people
in front of your face.
That will kill people. People will have an actual heart attack from shit like
that. Well, there should be a warning on there.
Yeah.
And if you die,
there will be a warning.
Yeah. Well, if you die because of it, that's your fault because you bought the game. There was a warning on there.
You're gonna poop your pants.
Yeah.
You're gonna
have friends
over. Pair of pants.
You're gonna have friends over. You're gonna be like, oh, dude, check this out. I'm gonna play this virtual reality. It's gonna be so cool. And then you're gonna do it, and you're gonna poop your pants.
It takes a while for the smell to get out, so you can run to the bathroom, dude. It's fine. It all works out.
We need to start up a petition that Morpheus comes with a pack of diapers. I mean, just like, you know, it's a little 12-pack, you know, diapers.
Yeah, they had that shark demo, and I was like, the shark's all swimming around me. I don't know where he is. I'll poop my pants. I'll poop my scuba pants.
Be pretty warm after that, huh?
There's so many games that would work for.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many games that would be cool. Yeah, like an Uncharted.
Yeah.
Playing it as a, you know, just being there. Like,
that could be kind of just, that can make me puke trying to do those jumps. It's like twirling towards those cliff sides and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That can be kind of puke inducing. But. You know what genre it could revitalize?
Mm.
The first-person dungeon crawler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Legend of Grimrock.
Oh, those games, yeah.
Yeah, think about it. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Or just a first-person shooter.
Yeah, first-person shooters just would work naturally for it.
Mm.
Why wouldn't you be into those games, Jeff?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, that's this week's...
No, it's not. I want to talk about one more thing before we go.
All right.
Hatred.
Hatred. I just saw the trailer for this. You guys made me watch this before we recorded.
What do you think?
that game should never be released.
What? Why?
You take a woman, the fastest woman, off the street, you pick her up, shove a gun in her mouth, and pull the trigger.
Yes.
And it shows you all of it.
Yes.
There's no cutaway. The actual gameplay is like a twin stick shooter, basically. But these scenes, these close-up scenes where you're just, like, viciously stabbing people, people are already blaming games for being the cause of, like, death and violence.
You know what's funny about this?
This game's not going to help that.
No. Dude, parents need to parent. That's all it is. Okay? Kids aren't going to play this unless the parents are, you know, just not paying attention to their kids.
But they don't.
Well, that's their problem.
And then
they can't complain if they're not paying attention to their kids. Don't complain if you're not paying attention to your kids.
Yeah.
Don't complain about what they're doing and what they're playing.
We can't make this a nanny state.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. But it's just like, it's
the funny thing about this is they're using the Unreal Engine 4, right? But
really?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it.
But Unreal asked them to remove the logo from the game.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because of, you know, because of the
game. I mean, this game is like, it's violence porn, basically.
How's this different? How's this different from Grand Theft Auto 5 or whatever?
Because
you can mow down people in the street.
Yeah.
You can have sex with prostitutes.
Right.
You can pimp.
Here's the thing.
You can pimp hoes.
You don't take a defenseless woman off the street, shove a gun in her mouth as she's begging for her life, and then pull the trigger and see the blood come out
of her
head.
It's essentially the same thing.
Is it?
It's murder. You can murder people on the street. People are just walking by. You can go up to them, to their face, in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, but they're not begging for their life. They're just like, oh, do.
It's because it wasn't built into the game. But you know they'd be begging for their life if they had a gun to their face.
It's just the close-ups on it, man.
Yeah, that's what makes
and
it so
and the stabbings.
Awesome.
Like, you would take somebody and just stab them like 18 times. these are all cinematics. You're not even doing this, technically.
Well,
as far as I can tell.
I think the point remains, if you don't like this type of game, don't play the game.
Yeah.
If you don't want your kids playing this game, don't let them buy this game.
The game doesn't even look good.
Yeah.
No. You know what?
Yeah.
No. I am buying this game when it comes out.
You can buy the game
as long
when it
as
comes
my computer
out.
Is good enough to play. Because it's only on PC.
You can be disappointed in the way it plays.
The game
doesn't look good. I mean, they need to do some serious polishing if they even want to get.
Well, that was kind of their point on doing this game, though. They wanted to do a game that goes against what games are now. In an aesthetic point of view, they wanted to do a little more. A game that doesn't look as good, you know, like a game that goes against.
This game could have been on Unreal Engine 2.
Hey, it's an early version of it. It doesn't come out till
2015.
Second quarter, I believe.
Oh, second quarter.
Second quarter? Yeah. That's not that far away in game development.
It's not, but they can do something. Either way, we don't. I mean, we saw a small part of the game.
Yeah, we did. It's a twin stick shooter. Even if their argument is like, oh, we want to change up the gamescape and stuff like that, this is Postal. Postal already did this.
So, why can't they do it?
Yeah. I'm saying they're not changing up the game space or anything like that. They're just recreating Postal.
Someone also mentioned the discussion at work, a game called Manhunt.
Oh, Manhunt, yeah.
That's, where you can basically...
You can suffocate someone
with wire.
Yeah.
Put a bag over their heads.
Yeah.
You know, plastic bag.
Didn't that game, like, that game almost got an 18 rating? I think it got an 18 rating on Nintendo, I think.
Oh, really?
Nintendo got a higher rating than it did on the other consoles.
Oh.
So why would you be against this game and not those?
Because it's just...
What's the difference?
I think it's just the
defenselessness of the people you're doing it to. Like, they're begging. It's too, like, realistic in that sense of, like, if somebody brought a gun to
my
face.
They can kick them in the balls if they wanted to. They just decide not to.
Like, in Manhunt, it's other, like, convicted, like, felons and stuff like that, and they're all trying to kill you, whereas these people are just going about their days, and you're just... The whole point of the game is, like, I'm angry at everything, and I'm gonna go get myself killed by killing a bunch of people.
I mean, are you more worried about, gamers and the gaming industry looking bad, or are you thinking like it's bad for kids, like what, or bad for the
players? I think it's just
like more like making the game industry look bad.
It's a little bit of everything. I think it's just bad taste. Like, you know, this type of stuff happens to people like every day, and like it's not something we celebrate.
This is Mortal Kombat all over again. People complain about Mortal Kombat. Look at it now.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe this game will take off, but it's like, you know, in Mortal Kombat, you know, in the real world, they'll go around and, like, grab somebody's spinal cord and rip it out of their chest.
Dude, this whole game was new at this time, dude. Mm-hmm. Murdering these people.
Yeah, but see, that's
the thing. I understand, the way they got murdered, it was, you know, it's a little exaggerated.
Exaggerated in cartoon. But still,
it was bloody. It was, like, real people. It was, like, you know, they...
Yeah. Like, digitized graphics. It was them.
Just think about all the people who've lost somebody because of, like, somebody decided to just randomly go outside and, like, shoot them or something. Shoot people randomly or
you could say that gang about other games, dude. You could say that about other games.
Yeah, and this is just, like, it's just making it so, like, it's just putting it in your face. It's putting that everyday thing that happens to people in your face and saying that, hey, it's a game.
You could say that about other games, though.
No. It just seemed too distasteful to me. I don't know. I didn't see the game of it.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I understand like someone's opinion, like not liking it, but you're gonna bring up the whole subject like censorship or who's against what or I don't know.
We do. I mean, it's gonna be a niche thing. Not a lot of people are gonna buy. I don't think it's gonna take off. I think it's mostly not gonna take off because just if they don't make the game look better or play better by the looks of it, it's just not gonna be that big of a thing. Mm. People are gonna get it. Yeah, you know, like people get movies that are stuff like that too, but they're not. Mm-hmm. You don't see them in theaters. You know, people don't typically like these movies. For a lot of the same reason, not they're trying to censorship movies or anything like that, but it's just it's not tasteful in the way it's being presented and portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that game is in that territory, where they could do this type of game like Postal, and it was silly and over the top, and it was. You know, it's just, oh, it's a game, it's silly and over the top. This game's, like, making it too real. Yeah.
I see that. I can see that. I'm still buying it.
Mm.
And he'll Twitch it on Black Hole Flare. Right?
That's correct. Mm. Twitch.tv/Black Hole Flare.
Yep. It's always on.
Most of the time. We'll find some games. Bayonetta's definitely getting streamed. Bayonetta's going to get streamed for sure.
Nice. Yeah.
That game's been great so far.
All right.
Well,
you can always send us your questions at treasongaming831@gmail.com. Again, that's treasongaming831@gmail.com. All spelled correctly. If you don't know how to spell it, look it up online. That's all one word. You can find Jeff, as we said, on Black Hole Flare. Whenever he's on, you know, follow him. And you'll get that update whenever he starts playing. You can find me on Game Days on YouTube. That's Game. And then Days, D-A-Z-E. And Charlie is doing whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
Charlie doesn't like you guys following
him. All right, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Join us next week.